We wanted to be young farmers and have a profitable farm, and so we looked at options and decided that direct marketing was the best way to do that. So it was an option of what animal we would direct market. I have always loved pigs, always wanted to have a pet pig, so we ended up getting a couple of pigs when we got here for my birthday, and sort of, you know, two pigs turned into 50.
So what breed of pigs are you dealing with here?
Berkshires, mainly.
So what was the rationale behind that choice?
Just the meat quality. They're widely known as the Wagyu of the pork industry, so they've got a lot more marbling, so they're just a lot more flavour, and the meat is a lot more tender than you would normally find.
They're also black and could at times be mistaken for feral pigs, which are, you know, a bit of an issue in this part of the world as well. Has that sort of coexistence with feral pigs that might be in the area been a problem for you guys?
No, we haven't seen any feral pigs here ever. So it's a pretty dry environment around us, so there's not a lot of water to attract them in the first place, which is pretty good.
Because from a biosecurity perspective, that could be a real issue for you, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and we've taken a lot of steps to try and deal with that. So we have some electric fences and things around the boundary to make sure that to keep them out as much as we possibly can.
So how do you manage them? I understand they're free range, but what does that mean in real terms?
So essentially it just means enough space to walk around their pen, you know, in a free kind of area, and we move them every week. They go to a new pen, so they have enough space to exhibit their natural piggy behaviours. You know, they've got a plough on the end of their nose, so they dig holes and scratch around and go looking for all sorts of yummy things to eat.
And what about shelter and water and those sorts of things? How does that work?
We need to provide shelter for them for two reasons, from the rain and also from the sun. Pigs can't sweat, so they really need some shelter, and they also need some water to bathe in, a wallow, as they call it. So we provide both of those, plus water to drink, to help keep them cool.
So how do you provide that infrastructure if those animals are always being moved from one yard or one set up to the next?
Everything is mobile. So the shelters have wheels on it, and we just pull it from the next area to the next area to the next area. And the wallows and the troughs are all exactly the same. Everything is mobile.
They're relying on forage in part, but you're also supplementary feeding them, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Pigs are omnivores. They're like us, so they need a high-protein diet, which they can't get out of the paddock, so we have to feed them grain to achieve that.
All right, now let's have a conversation about the marketing side of things. To take a pig from the paddock, whichever one of those paddocks you have them in at any one time, to get them into a form that you can sell either online or through your farmers' markets, where are you having them slaughtered?
So there's a whole process and a number of people involved in it. So they live on the farm here, and then we take them personally to Cowra, and they go to the abattoir at Cowra, and then they come back to Dubbo to go to a butcher. And then the butcher will organise the meat to the way that we choose, and then it will be returned to us essentially packaged with our name on it and with a price on it. So it sounded like a great idea and sounded really simple. And when we started out, we went, this is great. You just give it to the butcher and it'll just come back. Like, wow, you can just kind of, this is going to be amazingly easy. And then we wrote our first butcher's sheet, having never done it, and gave it to the butcher, who said, oh, some interesting words you've used on your sheet here. And neck. You've put the neck down. Did you know that sort of a pig's head connects to its body? There is no neck. Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Well, we've never done a butcher's sheet, so good point. Right, let's take the neck off. So so it turns out to be really quite complex doing the whole process from our property. We can't really control so many parts of that, you know, so it comes back to us, and then we're trying to manage the inventory as to how well it sells, and then we're trying to listen to customers, and then when there's more pigs going, you're trying to say, what do we need, what are the cuts people are asking for, and manage the stock. So it's like, wow, this is why big companies have big systems. So we're on a big learning curve.
So how often are you having stock slaughtered?
At the moment, we'd be going every fortnight, but we would like to get to a point of just going once a month. So it's better for them, better for us, that we can make less trips, because it's quite a way to cower and back.
Once it's made, once the pork has made its way back from the butcher, what's your storage system?
So we have gone through the Food Authority and become accredited ourselves so that we can have storage. So we have a fabulous licence for storage. And then to actually, which is quite amusing, to take it from our property to the farmers' markets, we put it in eskies with ice, and there's a temperature gauge to control it, to measure the temperature's not changing, and all the product is frozen, and we need a licence to carry it in our esky from here to the farmers' market. So that was a second licence, so we're carrying two Food Authority licences to do to do what we do. The abattoir carries a licence, the butcher carries the licence, so the whole process is... Essentially, you could trace it right back to the farm to say which pig was that on which day.
So what about on-farm storage? How much storage do you have here and how much meat can you hold at any one time?
It's a great question. We have a lot of freezers at the moment. We might look at getting a cool room.
Yep.
So we've just started for a bit of an economic setup with many multiple freezers, which we can turn on and off as we empty them, because we're nearly, because the demand has been so wonderful, we are nearly selling out to the point where we can empty a freezer in a week, turn the freezer off for a few weeks, and then it fills again. So we would be holding at least 300 kilos of meat here, maybe more, 400 or 500 kilos.